In order to convey to mankind such knowledge which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in His justice and love, I have written the work In the Light of Truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of His will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on the work In the Light of Truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It explains the will of God, which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed-for height, which is. It is addressed to honest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. Author of the Grail Message says, and I quote, Hereditary sin was a consequence of the original fall of man. The sin or wrongdoing lay in the overcultivation of the intellect, associated with which was the voluntary chaining of man to space and time. There were additional effects resulting from purely intellectual activity, such as love of gain, imposing upon others, oppression, etc., which again brought many other, in fact, all evils in their train. This process naturally had an ever-increasing influence on the forming of the physical body of those people who developed themselves in a purely intellectual way. Through being continually exerted, the frontal brain, which produces the intellect, became disproportionately enlarged. It was therefore quite natural that this change in structure expressed itself in the procreation of the physical body, and that at birth, children entered the world with an increasingly developed and stronger frontal brain. This contained, and still today contains, a predisposition or tendency towards an intellectual power dominating all else, which abhors the danger that the bearer of such a brain, on awakening it fully, not only changed himself to space and time, but also to everything that is earthly and gross material. He then becomes incapable of grasping anything that is ethereal or spiritual, and in addition entangles himself in all sorts of evil, which is inevitable where the intellect dominates. It is the coming into the world with this voluntarily overcultivated frontal brain, containing the danger of purely intellectual domination, with its inevitable evil manifestations, which is the hereditary sin. It is the physical inheritance of this part, called on account of its excessive cultivation, the large brain, cerebrum, which exposes man from birth to the danger of too easily entangling himself in evil. At any rate, the narrow-mindedness which results from enchainment to coarse matter makes it more difficult to recognize God. However, this does not free him from responsibility, which he retains, for he inherits only the danger, not the sin itself. He is in no wise compelled to allow his intellect to rule unconditionally, and thus submit himself to it. On the contrary, he can wield the great power of the intellect like a sharp sword to clear his path in the daily hustle of life, as directed by his intuition, which is also called the inner voice. But if through education and training a child's intellect is brought to the point where it completely dominates, then the child is absolved of part of the guilt, or better, of part of the reactions brought about by the law of reciprocal action, because that power will then fall upon the educator or teacher who caused it. From this moment onward, he is tied until the latter is freed from this mistake and its consequences, even if this takes hundreds or thousands of years. What a child so educated does after it has had the opportunity to consider and retrace its steps would then react upon it alone. Such opportunities arise through the spoken or written word, through emotional shocks in life, or similar happenings, which forcibly bring about a moment of deep intuitive feeling. Such opportunities are bound to come. It would be useless to say more on this subject. Further, a repetition and lead to the same conclusion. He who reflects upon the matter will soon find a veil lifted from before his eyes. He will then have solved many questions within himself. End of quote. Thank you. listening to a reading from the Grail Message. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work in the light of truth, the Grail Message. Copies of the Grail Message can be obtained on Grail Land, Eju Hills, Lagos, Grail Centers, and Grail Information Centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Public lectures are also organized from time to time. You are cordially invited to public lectures based on the Grail Message. Date: Sunday, 22nd of March, 2015. Venue: Grace Center, 129B Akomojo Road, Kwara Bus Stop, Akomojo, Lagos. Topic: You and Your Destiny. Time of lecture: 4 p.m. Also, on Sunday, 22nd of March, 2015, venue of lecture: Grail Information Center, 6 New Oluwadare Street, off Fola Agoro Street, Somolu, Lagos. Topic: Man, how prepared are you? Time of lecture: 4 p.m. Also on Sunday, 22nd of March, 2015, venue of lecture is Soil Plaza Hotel, opposite St. Joseph Catholic Church, Emene, Enugu. Topic: Temperament in the End Time. Time of lecture: 4 p.m. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now, we enter the interactive segment of this program. Genuine seekers who may wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. And for your text messages, 0803-315-7493. Now let us also make some announcement of places where copies of the Grail Message can be obtained. In Abuja, the Grail Center, Federal Capital Territory in Abuja, Madala Suleja Road. In Lugbe, Federal Housing Authority Phase 2, Road 21, House 32, Lugbe. Then also, there's a Grail Information Center at Secretarial Road behind Etsu Chin Campaign Office, Kuje, in Abuja. All right, Shegun is calling from K2. Hello, Shegun. Hello.
My question.
Yes, go on.
Yeah. I want to know, because there was a day
the one we are inheriting now is called Ephesus. Okay, yes.
So I want to know, those words, did they put on flesh like us?
All right. Okay.
Also, there's another question. Do you believe in aliens?
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Now, the world of matter, that is the material world where we are permitted to experience our development, where the human spirit is permitted to experience its development, which has been specifically designed for that development, has 7 parts. And these 7 parts are the names given in the Revelation: Ephesus, Smyrna, Thyatira, Philadelphia, Laodicea, Sardis, and so on. Now, that walled part where we inhabit is called Ephesus. That walled part is so gigantic in its size, comprises millions and myriads of galaxies. But within that walled part, there is only one planet, the Earth, where human beings are living. Similarly, also, for other walled parts, there is one planet there where human beings are living. And human beings, whether here in Ephesus, or in Philadelphia, or in Pergamon, or in Laodicea, or in Thyatira, they have the same form, because it is the same law that brought about the human spirit. So similar form. So it's not that the human beings living in another world part will have one eye in the center of the head, or three legs, and so on. It is the same human form that we have, that those also have. It is just that the world part where they are inhabiting is different from our own. So that is how that is. So it is not that the way many people imagine it, that people will come from outer space and all that, and then they have a different form and they look somehow. There is one uniform law that operates in the entire creation. And so the fact that a part of the world is far from where we are does not make that part to be different from the entire world. The same law operates there. But if you want to know more about these things, you should examine the Grail message. Okay, we have some text messages here. Somebody writes, Jesus was crucified and resurrected the third day with different body. How does this relate to reincarnation? They are not in any way related. Reincarnation means that somebody takes on a new physical cloak and is born into this world. Somebody who has been here before. A child is born, but the soul inhabiting that child enters the body that is developing in the womb in the middle of pregnancy. When that process is repeated, because it's not only one time we are born into this physical world, that is when you say it is reincarnation. So reincarnation is a great grace of the Almighty, giving every human being the opportunity to come back and correct his mistakes. The fact of our Lord Jesus Christ resurrecting in his ethereal body is not related in any way with reincarnation. Felix is calling from Yenagua. Oh, sorry. The line went off. Felix, you try and call the numbers again. 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. And for your text messages, 0803-315-7493. All right, another question is here. Is family planning right? Yes, it is right to plan the family. One should not take in a soul that you are not prepared to cater for. So it is right to plan adequately. You remember, the soul that is coming is a guest in your house, and you must be prepared to receive this guest and cater for the guest. In other words, both the father and the mother have to adequately plan to have the number of children they can adequately cater for. But this planning should not be misunderstood by when people say doing abortion. That is not family planning. That is murder. If you have done it after the soul has entered, you have killed a soul. That's not family planning. Another question is here. What can I do in order that the Almighty will always protect me from evil? It is easy. What one must do is always to obey his laws, to understand his will, and do according to his will. Then one will be protected from evil. And also remember, evil itself cannot approach unless you call it. You have to call it. And how do we call evil into our life? In the way we act, the way we talk, the way we think, the way we intuitively perceive. This is the way in which we attract evil into our life. All right, another text message is here. What happened to the body of Christ after his death, if not that he resurrected? No, the body of Christ is not, after his death, he arose, he resurrected, not with his physical body, but with the ethereal body. But the physical body was not found in the place it was buried. The reason was because it was taken from that place and reburied in a secret place on the order of Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus. All right, Joseph is calling from Abuja. Hello, Joseph.
Hello.
Hello, Joseph, you are on.
Okay.
Good evening.
My question is,
yes?
When you talk about reincarnation,
yes,
it means that the person must have died well.
Oh.
And the Bible says, it is appointed unto man to die well after that comes the judgment.
Okay.
And after that judgment, which will see whether it is heaven or hell. And also, you talk about those material matters. Where homogeneous species are attracted to each other. That is after somebody must have died and leave this world.
All
right. So I see a kind of contradiction between what you are saying and the statement that it is appointed us to die once, and after that comes the judgment.
Okay. All right. Now, when you talk about that statement credited to Paul, that it is appointed unto man to die once after that judgment, that statement has to be properly clarified. There is only one type of death that is final for every human being, and that is the spiritual death. And that death comes when the soul has been found wanting in the ongoing final judgment. So it is different from the statement that says that it is appointed to man to die once. We come so many times to this earth life. But it is only one time that we die a spiritual death. Only one time. But we die several earthly deaths each time we come. And that spiritual death will come when a man has failed in the judgment. The judgment is not waiting until we pass into the world, into the beyond. We must learn to understand this. Even Paul himself wrote to the Corinthians and said that, for we know in part, and when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. Then we are still holding on to that which is past. We are not opening your ears to hear the new. Paul was already telling the people that don't just take this, there is more to come. But this more to come, only he who is seeking will recognize it. Okay, another text message is here. All right, before that, let's take this call.
Hello?
Yes, Comrade Igwe is calling from Abuja.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, I just have some few questions to ask about.
Okay.
Please, I want us to know, do we really believe that Jesus Christ is our personal Lord and Savior. Are we, do we truly believe in Him and His mission into this world? That is number one. Then I wanted to know, what are the missions of Satan into this earth? I know to us that he was sent. I wouldn't know whether he was sent, but I want to know, I'm asking to know, because I want to know, what are his missions in this world? Was he sent for destruction, or he was sent for good? So these are the two primary questions that have been bothering me that I want to know. And at the end of the day, will Satan be judged? I want to know whether if he will be judged, antics or whatever that he must have come to do on earth.
All right. Now, when you talk about believe in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, yes, you can say that. But Jesus Christ is not your slave. He's not your servant. When you say somebody is your Lord, then he's not also your servant. However, the so-called believers in Jesus act. They consider Jesus Christ as their servant, as their obliging servant or valet that can do everything for them. Consider it like this. You have the king of a country. He comes visiting a remote village of that same country. And then the people in that village decide that the way they can honor their king is to bring out all the rubbish that they have piled up and put it on top of their king. And that is the way they want to respect their king. You yourself, think about it. Jesus Christ is the Son of the Almighty Creator. He came to show mankind the way back home. But what will human beings do to him? We spat on him. We did all kinds of things on him, only so as to say that he's our Lord and Savior. You should think about these matters. You should think seriously about these matters. So that's your question. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He brought the message of salvation. He did not come to take away the sins of mankind. That was not his mission. His mission to show mankind the way in the world. But human beings did not want to hear the truth, and he was murdered on the cross. As for your second question, Satan. Lucifer was an archangel. He was sent to help mankind in the development of his intellect. That was the mission of Lucifer. Man was developing in the material world. Lucifer was sent to the material world to help man develop his intellect. But he disobeyed. He now tempted man to overdevelop that intellect, knowing fully well that the intellect, which is for earthly understanding, if it is overdeveloped, then man will lose the ability to understand what is that which is spiritual. And with that, mankind cut themselves off from paradise. Alright, Felix is calling from Nasarawa. Hello, Felix.
Hello, doctor.
Good evening.
Evening, sir.
Yeah.
I want to follow this thing in the Bible that Abraham told the chief servant that he should take a wife for his son, Isaac, from his kindred. Now, in this present day, you can take a wife from any part of the world. Now, is there any problem from what is written in the Bible and now? That's what I want to know.
Now, the races must remain pure. The races must remain pure. And so it is wrong for you to just take anywhere, any wife or any husband from any part of the world. The racist interracial marriage is against the law of the Almighty Creator. When you intermarry racially, Most often than not, it is the weaknesses of both races that will be find themselves in the offsprings. So it is wrong, interracial marriage is wrong, but don't misunderstand what race is. It's not tribe. Race is different from tribe. And so, as for the other question, where you can get copies of the Great Message in Nasarawa, now you go to Top Star Nursery and Primary School. This Top Star Nursery and Primary School is on Old Karo Road, Mararaba, in Nasarawa. Then there is also another place where you can get. The lecture took place there already today. That is Nurses House by Lafia Township Stadium, Lafia. But in the university there, there where one can get a copy of the Great Message in Nasarawa. Okay, there's another question here. Why did Christ refuse to turn stone to bread when Lucifer tempted him? The reason is that it is impossible to turn stone to bread. Can you not understand? If it were possible to turn stone to bread, then Lucifer would have been helping Christ in his work. But Lucifer knew that it is absolutely impossible to turn stone to bread. That was the reason for the temptation. At that moment, when the power of the Almighty Creator was sinking into Jesus so as to reconnect with his own, and he was coming to realize his origin, but the power has not fully entered into him. It was at that moment that Lucifer appeared and wanted to tempt him to do something that is irrational. It is not possible to turn stone to bread. It is not. Dr. Lawyer is calling from Ikeja.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I said the Great Message that you normally read from every Sunday.
Yes.
Is it a version of the Bible or the message which you read to us every time? Is it taken from the Bible or just the thoughts of the author? Are they distinct from what the Bible is teaching? I don't know the connection of both books, the Great Message and the Bible.
All right, let me tell you. The Great Message is a new, if you have been listening to this program, every time we tell you, the Great Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth. And the author of the Great Message is Abrushin. And this Great Message stands completely on its own. It is not composed of thoughts from other works. It stands on its own. It brings spiritual knowledge, but it is addressed specifically only to those who are genuinely seeking. And this Great Message, it is only in this Great Message you come to know who Christ is, why he came, his real mission, as opposed to what you are being told. But it is only those who are seeking that will understand it and then recognize the importance of this work. But the Great Message will also tell you that the Bible is a spiritual book, and you must understand its content spiritually. Many of the things that you read in the Bible, you have it in your hands, but you don't understand it. It is when you read the Great Message, you come to a better understanding of it, because it is from the height, from the Grail, which is from the Holy Grail. So if you find out what is this Holy Grail, what is this Grail? Now, it is in a book form. It comes in three volumes, volumes 1, 2, and 3. And it is this book form that is presented to humanity, to those who are seeking for knowledge. So it is not a compilation of Bible. It is a work that stands entirely on its own. Okay, let's take another text message here. Why is there so much evil on earth today? Is this the sign of the end time? Well, there is so much evil on earth today because we are in harvest time. And harvest time means all the cycles of former events are closing. Not just the events that happen in our earth life here, but events of former earth lives. Whether it is 5 incarnations ago, or 50 incarnations, or 100 incarnations ago, everything is closing in this time. So that through the power of the Almighty that is now here on earth, those who are spiritually matured are separated from those who are spiritually indolent. Those who are quick and those who are dead are separated. And it is the attitude of each one to this new message that is fit. Barrister Dan is calling from Igodo.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Barrister Dan.
All right.
I'm calling from Igodo.
Okay.
Please, I want to know, did Jesus actually walk on the sea?
He did not.
Hello?
He did not. Jesus Christ did not walk on water. It is absolutely impossible to walk on water. And Jesus Christ did not walk on water. Jesus Christ, as the Son of the Almighty, cannot disobey the laws of his Father. He came to fulfill the laws. That's why he said, I am come to fulfill the laws, not to overthrow them. But because the events that occurred at that time, even the disciples could not understand it. Unfortunately, some of the records were not properly transmitted and they found its way in the records. Just like turning water to wine. It is not possible. But many imagine that Jesus, being the Son of the Almighty, should be able to do anything he likes. That after all, he is the Son of the Almighty Creator. That the Almighty Creator can do whatever he likes. It is lack of understanding that makes people to talk like that. When you say that with God all things are possible, but there is a meaning different from how many people interpret that word. For example, just to disprove that statement, you can say that it is in the Almighty to tell a lie. It is impossible for the Almighty to do injustice. If it were possible for the Almighty to do everything, then with a single act of his will, he might as well make every human being a believer. Then Jesus Christ did not come and suffer at the hands of wicked humanity. But the Almighty has set laws. And these laws are immutable. They don't change. That is why they are perfect. But it is only that which is not perfect that undergoes change. What is perfect remains the same forever. Jubril is calling from Abuja.
Good evening, Doctor. Thank you so much. Please, Doctor, my question is, now, since you believe that the world will come to an end one day, and what is happening today is the sign of end times. Now, what is the purpose of creation of the world, and what is the purpose of a man, the existence of a man on earth? If the world will come to an end, and we believe that the sign that we are seeing now is the sign of end times.
Well, the purpose of man, the purpose of man coming to this world is to. It's just like when you send your child to school. The child must go through training, then examination, so that he can pass from one class to the next class. But at the end of the training period, he must pass through a final examination. So in the same way, human beings were sent down to this world for development. We started as unconscious spirit seed in paradise. We could not develop that because it was too hot, you cannot, the pressure was too much. So a cooler place was specifically designed for us to develop, which is this material world. That is why we came. But the majority don't even know the reason why they are here. They think that the whole purpose of earth life is to acquire property and have children and so on, and family. That is not the purpose. The purpose is to understand the will of our Creator, so that when we know it and obey it and follow it, then we become matured in spirit. That alone is that can make us to return back to our home paradise. So we are here purposely to develop spiritually. And it is only understanding the laws and obeying them that can give us that. Therefore, the earth is at the point of final examination. And so, that is the final judgment. Those who will pass and or those who will fail. All right, Domishek is calling from Domishek is calling from Nyanya. Okay, go on.
Yeah, I want to ask about the miracles Jesus Christ performed on earth.
All right.
Were they real or were they fictitious? I want to understand that.
All right, there are miracles. Don't get me wrong. There are miracles. And miracles are events that also occur with the laws of the Almighty Creator. They are not arbitrary actions. None is arbitrary. For example, Jesus Christ raised the dead. Now, through the knowledge given to mankind in the great message, you now understand how the process came about. If a soul is still connected to the body, even though to the physical is dead, if the soul is still connected by the thread connecting souls to body, then it is still possible to recall that soul to take up that body it has just discarded, provided that body is not yet destroyed, or that body is not too cold. So it is still possible to recall the soul to take up the body, provided that connection is still intact. And so that was what happened. When Jesus Christ raised Lazarus, he saw that the connecting cord was still there. When he raised the youth of nine, or the daughter of Jairus. But the disciples could not understand it, even though Jesus tried to explain it to them. It is only in the great message you find the understanding and the explanation. Now, concerning the healing of the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, and so on, these are when there is concentrated power. This concentrated power can heal the soul and it will heal the body. Jesus Christ, being of divine origin, was able to perform these miracles. Now, the miracles themselves according to the law. The only difference is that they are speeded up. The high divine power speeds up the operations of the laws, so that they occur so rapidly that they are miraculous. But unfortunately, because many lack understanding, they are now imagining that miracles are arbitrary action. They are not. Except those ones that the people, the so-called priests, are now manufacturing on television and radio. All right, another call.
Hello?
Yeah, from Felix in Nasarawa State. Hello, Felix.
Hello, sir.
Yes, doctor. Good evening.
It's Felix from Nasarawa.
Okay.
So, I want to find out, in a prophet, Isaiah prophesying about the coming of Emmanuel.
Yes.
Then, in Matthew, Angel Gabriel appears to Mary and says she will conceive and be a child called Jesus Christ. So, I want to find out, is Jesus Christ Emmanuel, or Emmanuel will still come?
Jesus Christ is not Emmanuel. You yourself can see. Isaiah the prophet prophesied about Emmanuel. The angel made the announcement concerning Jesus. These are two different names and two different fulfillments. What happened was that when Isaiah prophesied about the coming of Emmanuel, he was to come, Emmanuel was to come and bring judgment, the final judgment. But humanity was sinning so much in darkness that if the light were to wait for the time Emmanuel will come, everything will have been swallowed up in blackness. There will be nothing to be saved. So as an act of emergency, for the sake of the few who are longing for the light, Jesus Christ came to hold the earth for the time being, so that those who listen to the word of truth can still pin their faith in this word. But Jesus Christ himself demanded that everyone should become active spiritually, so that when you become active spiritually on that path, then you come to the recognition of the will of the Almighty, and then you find your way back home. That was why Jesus Christ came. It was an act of emergency. And while Jesus Christ was on his mission, he also saw that these human beings are so stone-hearted. The ground is so hard. The seed of salvation he was trying to sow will not sprout as much as it's supposed to be. It was then he started giving a direct promise. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sins and of righteousness and bring judgment. And he told them that, I'm going back, but you will not see me again. So, Jesus Christ is the love of God. He is the inborn Son. He is that Son that has his kingdom in the divine. That is why Jesus Christ, my kingdom is not of this world. While Emmanuel, or the Holy Spirit, is the outborn Son, also called Son of Man. Son of Man means that Son of God through whom man came into existence. So when the Almighty wanted creation to come into being, he gave the fiat, let there be light. You should even ask yourself, what does that mean? What it means is that let the light go beyond the boundary it used to be. Because before creation came into being, there was only the Almighty, who is light, who is life, and who is also the power. The light cannot but radiate. But after this light has radiated to a fabulous distance that is unimaginable by a human spirit, the power in God did not allow the light to go beyond a certain boundary. And that was how it was from all eternity. But at the boundary of the divine, there are also, after every, all those that could take on form in the divine have taken on form, there were this nebulous cloud that still has life in it. They also wish to enjoy existence. They sent forth a prayer of, a fervent prayer, and the Almighty has seen there, and that was why he said, let there be light. That is, let the light go beyond that boundary, so that in the cooler regions, these ones too can also come into existence. With that fiat, it severed a part of his will, and the Holy Spirit now stood at the boundary of the divine, facing the void, and through his radiation brought about creation. That is the meaning of that statement in the Bible that says, and the Spirit of God hovers above the waters. It did not say God, but said the Spirit of God. And that is the Holy Spirit. And so through the radiation of the Holy Spirit, who is the Son of Man, creation came into existence. First, the primordial spiritual planes, then followed by the spiritual planes, then followed by the world of matter. When you read the great message, you have explanation about all these processes. So Jesus Christ is different from Emmanuel. And Jesus never called himself Son of Man. He never. The confusion arose because the disciples did not understand. They thought that when Jesus Christ was referring to the coming of the Son of Man, they thought he was still referring to himself. So this clarification is now given to mankind in the great message. However, it is only those who are seeking that we understand it. Okay, another text message is here. Would genuine Muslims make it to heaven? Yes. As long as you do what is right, the only passport to heaven is to know the truth and live accordingly. A genuine Muslim cannot but also think in the sense of the truth. The message Jesus Christ brought did not take the truth from out of the religions, but only confirms it. Now, if that genuine Muslim is swinging according to sense of the teaching of the truth, even if he does not know the personal words of Jesus himself, either here on earth or in the beyond, he will be made to come across the Christ Spirit. The Christ Spirit is the truth, so that the world is fulfilled. No man comment unto the Father but by me. All right, another caller here. Ifeanyi is calling from Mushi. Hello, Ifeanyi.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Yes, go on.
So
go on with
I'm
your question. Yes.
Are you with me, sir?
Yes.
So I'm asking, my question is just like this. Jesus Christ goes to the disciples. When they ask them for a path, he sent the disciples to the river to get the fish and kill the fish. And they get money out of that fish to pay the tax. So now my question goes like this, a part of a miracle, sir, but my question goes like this. He said that he once belonged to Caesar.
Give what is Caesar unto Caesar and what is God unto God. What it means is that do your earthly duties as well as your spiritual duties. That is just the meaning. So giving unto Caesar what is Caesar's means do your earthly duties. And then give that which is unto God means do your spiritual duties. So the temporal as well as spiritual must be done. The human spirit here on earth has ability to do both because he has the cloaks for both. He has the earthly cloak. That's why he's here on earth to develop and mature in spirit. He also has the inner ability of his spiritual intuition so that to sense the will of the Almighty and obey it and follow it. So that is the meaning. Do the earthly as well as the spiritual duties. All right, now let's start reminding our listeners. Public lectures coming up next Sunday, 22nd of March, venue Grace Center, 129 B Akonwojo Road, Kwara Bus Stop, Akonwojo, Lagos. Topic: You and Your Destiny. Also on Sunday, 22nd of March, venue is Great Information Center, number 6. That is the new Oluwadare Street off Folagoro Street, Shomolu. Topic of lecture: Man, how prepared are you? Time of lecture 4 p.m. Also on Sunday, 22nd of March 2015, venue of lecture is Soil Plaza Hotel, opposite St. Joseph Catholic Church, Emene, Enugu. Topic: Temperament in the End Time. And also on 5th of April 2015, venue of lecture, Assembly Hall, Greyland, Ijuis, Lagos. Topic: Why does mankind still fail? time of lecture 4 p.m. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now, for those who may still wish to interact with us after this program, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298 or 0803-315-7493. Our website, truthofliferadio.com. Email, info@truthofliferadio.com. With my words, I lead to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have trimmed it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of Abru Shin, author of The Great Message. And that's it tonight. Until we meet next Sunday, I'm Dr. Tunde Agboola, wishing you good evening.